guys, or one of you guys could maybe, after the start in the first half, what really changed things in the second half, especially with you guys on defense?
You want to mark?
Can you grab the microphone, guys?
Yeah, we felt, I think we just had to get adjusted. You know, we always felt confident in our pass rush. First game of the season, you know, there's a lot of things that you got to adjust to. You know, a lot of things that you don't see, but we adjusted well. We knew we would be able to get pass. We knew we would be able to, you know, get the pass rush started. All we had to do was tighten up in the run, and, you know, we made some adjustments. They ran the ball. They ran the ball pretty well first half. You know, we just had to make some adjustments to get our stuff going.
Greg, big performance from you. What allowed you to explode out of the gate like you did today?
Man, just being out there with 10 other dogs every single play and having that 4-1 mindset on rushing up front, knowing if I don't get it, somebody else is getting it. You know what I'm saying? We all just got that same just dog mindset. And just when we had our chances, when the game was kind of declared and one-dimensional, we took advantage of it.
Seems like you made, like, all your plays were game-changing plays. The strip sack, the sack on third down. What's it feel to impact the game the way you did today?
Man, it's a blessing, and I'm just happy to be out there with the guys that I'm out there with, because that's what it's all about, you know what I'm saying? One day might be me, the next second it's somebody else making a play, so we're just feeding off each other's energy. It's just a blessing to be out there, just grateful for the opportunity.
Well, you've talked a lot about wanting to, you know, get back in the sack column. How did that feel after, you know, so much work that you've done?
You know, it felt good. I mean, you think about it for so long. Like, you think about it all last year, then when you get hurt, like, you know what? Can't wait to get a sack. Can't wait to get a sack. And then when you get the sack, it's just business as usual. It's like, it's just you act like you've been there before. But it, you know, I'm not gonna lie, it definitely felt good. You know, after, you know, the type of season that, you know, I went through, and the type of season that we all went through last year, to come in here and get multiple sacks and really just do what we do and go out there and showcase everything that we've been working on throughout the offseason, it definitely feels good, 100%.
Greg, on the play where you strip, you know, Kyler Murray, and then Dorian Williams comes up with a fumble, just what did you see on that play, and, you know, how did that change the momentum of the game?
Just getting off the ball, you know what I'm saying, using my speed. I kind of saw that, like a little tell before the snap or whatever, and then just got off the ball, used my hand, and fell underneath.
Hey, Bob, when you see Josh leaping in for a touchdown, making plays on the run, how much you've been here for a couple years now, does it still give that kind of energy boost that you got?
Yeah, man, I like, you know, that's Josh Allen. You know, it's amazing. You see the crowd, they go crazy too. You know, we got Josh Allen, man. We always going to have a chance in games. It didn't matter, you know, how much we were down. It didn't matter what it looked like. You know, we just got so much trust in Josh Allen and the offense. But every time he makes plays like that, it definitely gets us going for sure.
I know it's just one game, but how important is it to start with a win? You know, last year you guys were on the other end of it, but how important is it to kind of get off on the right foot?
It's important. And, you know, we celebrate this one, and, you know, we'll debrief, and then we'll, you know, get ready for a good Miami team on Thursday. It's a really short week, so we don't have a lot of time to celebrate. We can't celebrate all the way to Wednesday. But we'll celebrate this one tonight, though, for sure. And then, you know, we'll get in the film room and scout Miami and get ready for those guys.
Since you arrived, we've asked you about Greg over and over and over again. You kept talking about how he's growing and he's getting there. Yep. Is this one of those games where you look at and go, he's there?
This is definitely one of those games. You know, we sit just like this in the meeting room, and we always talking about little things and how to improve and how to get better. And we speak the same languages. It's not a mentor, little brother type thing. We speak the same language up there. We're seeing the same things. So when he wins, I win. And it's just a great feeling to see him grow and see him develop into one of the premier pass rushers in this league. It's only about five of them. He's definitely one of them for sure, too, bro.
How about Cam Lewis today? Taron goes out with the injury. Cam steps in, second on the team in tackles. What can you say for his performance today?
Man, we're neither surprised nor satisfied. Mm-hmm. You know, he does those type of things in practice. He did those type of things last year. He's been great for us. Since I've been on the team, he's made a lot of plays. He really embodies the mindset and the personality of his defense. So when he came in there, we already knew it was going to happen. We knew we were going to have a fall off. You know, Taron Johnson getting hurt, that's a huge one. Best nickel in the league, but hopefully we'll get him back fast. Cam Lewis is more than ready to go, though, for sure.
Well, you've been kind of stagnated in the top 17, 18 sack leaders because of the injury. How important is it for you to get back on track this year? You're not too far off of Lawrence Taylor. It's some of the greatest sacks of all time.
Yeah, all I can do is just take it one play, one game at a time. You know, I'd love to go out there and get five sacks, six sacks, and just leap all type of guys, but I'm here for the long game. And, you know, I don't pay attention to what people said about my age or injury or none of that. I know the guys in the room know what type of player I am, what I can do on that football field. And I just take it one player at a time. And what's for me is for me, and if it's not, it's not. I know that nothing in this life is by coincidence, and I'm just going to go out there and just do what I do one play at a time.
Seems like you guys made some adjustments at halftime that led to some more success on defense. What did Bobby say to you at halftime or anything he did to kind of switch things up in the second half?
Dang, you got the feds in here. You got the feds in here. Well, I've said it before. Bobby's a great coach. He's a great teacher. He's great with schemes, of course. But when it comes to the mindset, he's just a master at that. And, you know, it was nothing. They did a great job running the ball, but we were able to just make some adjustments on defense, put us in a different front, you know, get solid on the edge. They were pulling the guard, tackle. They had some CGs as well. And we're just able to adjust to that and just limit those 6-yard runs to 2, and that's all we really needed.